May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for January 29th, 2022. And as regular listeners know, I curate recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream medium. And these are the videos and articles I'll be sharing with commentary today in the two compendiums I'll be discussing. So this is part of the 2022 Great Turnaround series, which is linked in the show notes at the top if you want to see several amazing compendiums since the first of the year. So today I'll be discussing the previous compendium, Breaking the Spell, which I published about a week ago. And I'll finish up with today's compendium. It's a giant experiment, folks, and we are the test subjects. But first, a cosmic weather report. The global quantum field astrology psychology is rather testy right now, with Mercury conjunct Pluto in the sign of Capricorn that represents strong transformational forces at work in consciousness and core governing institutions. The Moon is right now conjunct Venus in Capricorn, and both the Moon and Venus are in a strong trine with Uranus in Taurus, which says to me that this is a good time for emphasizing the power of love that sooner or later will neutralize the inordinate love of power that we see on the world stage these days. So the Moon is traveling through Capricorn and will be conjunct Pluto and Mercury tomorrow before moving into alignment with the Sun for a new moon in Aquarius on Monday. Now, this all has very strong portents for, like I say, deep transformation and the great turnaround in 2022. So there's a lot of chatter on the internet about the likelihood of a false flag to spark war with Ukraine or a massive cyber attack that cripples financial institutions. So don't be surprised. Their time is short and fear is great. If they let up the fear, faith springs eternal. I've heard it said that the new F word for Aquarius is faith. Fearless faith naturally neutralizes faithless fear. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. So I'm going to go into the previous compendium, Breaking the Spell. And this is, as I say at the top, Love Productions Collective presents Breaking the Spell, Beyond Vax Hell, Ringing the Wake Up and Ascend Bell. Ringing the Wake Up and Ascend Bell. And so as 5D mass awakening commences with angels among us getting their wings, see the good and make it so. Fire up the bell choir, folks. Evolutionary ascent is our 2022 destiny, our divine destiny. There's all kinds of timelines, but the highest timeline, our divine destiny, is more light and Aquarian love, easier and faster. So, as I say at the top of this compendium, skip to the bottom for an inspirational video. The tipping point has arrived. Now, that's an amazing video. That's at the bottom. I quite often will do that. I'll go through some strong meat in the body, and then I'll finish up with some light and love. This is sequel to the 50-year-old true story on the path of God and country, and I have a link on that. And that's, again, a true story from 50 years ago that some of you will find interesting if you want to, when you get the podcast, which should be up in a few days. And you can always pause the commentary and go look at this link, Breaking the Spell, and you can actually read this article on the path of God and country from 50 years ago that's kind of set the tone for my life, to say the least. So in a time of false flags, fake news, and psychological warfare between the deep state of one-way programming and a high state of interactive truth, there's nothing more valuable than a clear vision, net reality, shaped by the whole truth, you know, open systems with an independent, interactive internet. Upgrade of all our core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government through the internet is now possible. Technology's there. What that looks like, how that works, how they'll do a massive turnaround. The vision alone can be a catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. So there's a link there. You can read more about that independent, interactive internet and what that looks like and how that works. Three simple words that ring like bells: integrity, dignity, and community. This is from a January 23rd article by Robert Malone, MD. Robert Malone's getting a lot of great exposure here recently for those that are following the news. This is a very inspiring article. So keep in mind Aquarian signs of the times. As a unity state of love, cosmic love, universal law language integrates, and divisive deep state dystopia dissipates. I love this quote, which I have an infographic here, Buckminster Fuller saying, quote, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." So we're talking about the Accelerated Ascent Alliance, the White Hat AAA team, Accelerated Ascent Alliance, champions the high state. So it's the alliance, the A team, who champions the high state. And that's kind of setting the tone, you know, with the idea, again, a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And I've been talking a lot about what the new model looks like, you know, how it works. So what I reference here is that the greatest fear of the pathological deep state is that people would wise up to the high state with fearless faith and the power of love at heart to claim the victory of virtue, valor, and smart. This is the greatest fear of the pathological deep state. The people wake up to a high state and basically just, you know, transcend, transmute, you know, that stuck in negativity, S-I-M, stuck in negativity. You know, this is what we're right now. It seems like the collective psychotic formation, as they're calling it, you know, psychosis, mass hypnosis. How do you break out of that? Well, more light and love, easier and faster, you know, rising up. Fearless faith, claim the victory of virtue, valor, and smart. So the vision of, by, and for a new system is the key. As the high state integrates, we'll have liberty. Heaven knows the source of all that is real and how gathering the tribes is the new deal. So gathering the tribes of is real, what is real in God, love, source, is the gathering of the tribes with unity consciousness, unified field, at-one-ment, atonement. The gathering of the tribes of all that is real. Gathering of the tribes of Israel. And this is the New Deal. This is the New Deal. So what that looks like, you know, a global revolution in higher consciousness is the best of all worlds, a universal solution. We get what we ask for in the larger scheme of soul vision for victory by way of high self-esteem. Here's another quote by Buckminster Fuller saying that we are called to be architects of the future, not its victims. In other words, claim the victory. Victory virtues rather than victim dictum. So as an architect who worked with inner space archetypes, you know, geometric order divinity, you know, the love model, I studied with Bucky Fuller, you know, almost 50 years ago, lecturing at his World Game Studies workshop back in 1974. And the higher the concept of love hardware, which I was talking about back then, and explaining how all problems are communication problems in a communication process that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, would define the new American Revolution, which was being celebrated on the bicentennial back in 1976, the bicentennial. So I give a presentation on this to Bucky Fuller's World Game Studies workshop, and then I was tapped to give the keynote address to the Futures Summit on Capitol Hill with 10 agencies of the federal government that fall, 1974, when I gave the keynote presentation on this vision of, I didn't call it hardware back then, but it was basically an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communication. Is that what it was based on the language of consciousness, the language of light, in a way that would involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, general enlightenment. So we're talking about a shift. The greater the application of this model of interactive love and action, the greater the results as the abundant life, with shift to an economics of abundance based on the currency of conscience. Now, this understanding of the currency of conscience, there's a link on that, a whole website. It goes into this understanding and how the next economy and economics of abundance will be based on the currency of conscience. Conscientious common sense, social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks. So love is the key, spiritual geometry, universal law language framing 5D, prime directive for unity and diversity. Love is the key, spiritual geometry, universal law language framing 5D, prime directive for unity in diversity. There's links, again, on the website that goes into great detail into these keynotes. These keynotes are archetypal universal law language frames of reference for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. So global humanity is awakening with a new common sense of ourselves as a whole, a whole system that together represents our awakening to the evolutionary path as an alliance of all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth. So pay attention with pure intention. Aquarian light and love processes. And when I'm saying love processes, I'm talking about geometrically ordered divinity, the love model with the circle, triangle, square, pure geometry, frames of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, as will involve and evolve consciousness by building, networking, communities of the Holy Spirit of love and action by way of nature's light language. This is biomimicry, folks, light language. And basically how this corresponds, light language, to the language of consciousness in the holodeck, between your ears, you know, the holographic field from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain. And there's a link on that light language that goes into that. If you haven't read that before, you probably find that pretty amazing, because that is the biomimicry of natural law regarding the light of consciousness, between our ears. What's going on with this understanding of these dimensions of light language, 3D, going into 4D in time as references, the creative ascent process for 5D. So this light language is at the heart of a universal interface for global telecom interaction, telecommunications, telecommunity, telecommerce, telecare, teleconscience, the TLC archetypes, and basically the four lower bodies of self and civilization. If that sounds a little strange, well, it goes into that on the website and gives more details on what this means in terms of new standards for new industry. For example, definitive self-perfecting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease, with global telecare, the whole new health assurance industry. That's just one example. Health assurance rather than health insurance. You know, how to optimize, how to build health and prevent disease. The whole model based on, you know, what that looks like. Aquarian models, nonprofit, not-for-profit, and how that works. So we're talking about modeling Aquarian community, 5D TLC interactive networks for culturing wisdom of the crowd, conscientious common sense for united sovereigns of Earth. Now, at this point in the presentation, I have some graphics, some infographics that reference the four lower bodies of self and civilization, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And basically, they're like four quadrants of what's referred to as the cosmic clock. Universal law language frames of reference in all four quadrants of the clock, you might say, with the spiritual quadrant, you know, from the 12 o'clock line to the 3 o'clock line, the mental quadrant from the 3 o'clock line to the 6 o'clock line, emotional quadrant from the 6 o'clock line to the 9 o'clock line, and physical quadrant from the 9 o'clock line back to the 12 o'clock line. And so basically this is, again, a biomimicry model that follows the first principles of cosmic law. Some of you are familiar with the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And, of course, in terms of institutions, we're talking about government, education, healthcare, and the economy. So spiritually, we're talking about Aquarian God governance, culturing conscientious unity and diversity as an e pluribus unum, out of many one, united sovereigns of Earth, for telecommunity. Mentally, we have Aquarian education of the heart, culturing conscience by way of light language, involving and evolving awareness of how we are conscious. So we got teleconscience, education of the heart, an Aquarian, again, this is an Aquarian model for higher mental congruence begins with heart coherence. And then emotionally, we have the Aquarian holistic healthcare, energy in motion, emotion, for culturing standards for health assurance, coherence at heart for mind congruence. Again, wisdom of the crowd by way of love and action, telecare. There's a link on this, global telecare, if you aren't familiar with that, you might find that interesting. So the emotionally, again, the 6 o'clock line to the 9 o'clock line, we're talking about the energy in motion from the 6 o'clock line being whereas the 12 o'clock line is the principle of father and masculine, the principle of 6 o'clock line is the principle of mother and feminine, and care, telecare, global telecare fits that appropriately. So physically, we've got an Aquarian economics of abundance, culturing the internet currency of conscience, networking for the net worth of our net reality, social conscience manifest in social networks, telecommerce, again, currency of conscience at the heart of telecommerce. Now, the capstone for all this, you might say, is the CAP, CAP, the creative ascent process, or co-creation ascent process. So Aquarian community is the Holy Spirit, is really where we're moving into. You know, we're on the cusp of the Aquarian age, and this is what, you know, online communities, global, instant, everywhere, interactive communities of the Holy Spirit, what that looks like and how we get there, of course, is the concern. So the conventional wisdom is that there are powerful forces arrayed against each other at this time. And some of those forces are weak but appear strong. Other forces are strong but appear weak. So creative tension is matriculating the matrix. Love of power, the win-lose divisive dialectic, is creating tension with the power of love. Win-win, co-op, cooperative co-creation. Now, this is kind of a controversial statement, but, you know, if you understand the principle of sex as polarity and throughout the universe, in all biological and psychological, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical aspects, there's understanding of good sex, again, spiritually and mentally, as well as emotionally and physically. There's co-creative tension and release with projective masculine energy and balance, harmony, union with receptive feminine energy. Again, the projective masculine energy is blue, receptive feminine energy is pink. You combine those, you have violet as the Holy Spirit of love in action. So we're really talking about first principles of cosmic law, like thesis, antithesis, synthesis. You've got left brain linear 3D normalcy, and you've got right brain nonlinear 4D upwising, intuition, left brain logic, right brain intuition. And the synthesis is whole brain 5D plus, proactive, reactive, solution. So Bucky Fuller talked a lot about the concept of synergy and how the whole can be greater than the sum of the parts. So when you bring love to the equation, like I say, a healthy person is a sexual person. And the love, there's creative dynamic energy there. Now, I'm not talking about sex in terms of base energies, base chakra energies. I'm talking about, unity and diversity in the hemispheres of the brain and in the polarity in relationships, where, again, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. So why are all these metaphysical coordinates so important now? Another quote from Tom Paine, citizen journalist who wrote Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution. Thomas Paine said, and this is just as appropriate today as it was then, he said that it is all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. So folks, what I'm referring to, cosmic law, the first principles of cosmic law, the love model, law of the one, circle, two in one, polarity, three in one, the trinity, four in one, four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, the archetypal components to the capstone. So I love this quote from Revolutionary War times, again, just as relative today. It says that patriotism is not obedience to government. Patriotism is obedience to the first principles for which government is supposed to stand. Now, this is a huge issue. The conspiracy theorists over this last couple of years warned you of, injection, infection, vaccine mandates, lockdown compliance, and are now warning you of digital ID, social credit scores, central bank digital currency, and totalitarian AI control matrix, artificial intelligence, a control matrix, which most people don't know anything about, but I'm going to go into that. So it's good to understand why good people obey harmful mandates and proof that courage is contagious. This is a great little video from Awaken with JP. Awaken with JP, the guy's got incredible humor, satire. So I highly recommend you watch that. There's also a video by Candace Owens. Okay, I'll get a little drink there. And that's kind of a shocking video by Candace Owens, but it's intense, but it's like a wake up call. And in that video, Candace Owens lays out to Tucker Carlson on Fox News, they really do want a global technocracy. Now, people have not heard of, a lot of people haven't heard of technocracy. They don't understand what it is. So this video, by way of Tucker Carlson, will hit the ears of millions of Americans who have never heard of technocracy. Now they have a vivid picture of it, how it works on the street to create, again, crisis capitalism with people losing their homes and being on the street. So now there's also an infographic here and an article before the International Criminal Court, the ICC, the coronavirus vaccines and Nuremberg Code are explained what's going on there. This is from Global Research. Here about back at the beginning of the month. And this is important to understand. It's not getting any media attention at all. The Nuremberg Trials 2.0 coming soon. Shocking reality report. Will these people be charged with genocide? Horrendous stuff's going on, folks. You can't heal a problem if you don't know what the problem is. This is one of those kind of problems that's counterintuitive and unspeakable. You know, that these people are committing genocide. So this is Reiner Fulmich back in January 1st, and he goes that there's new findings enough to dismantle the entire dystopian experiment. Again, that's the theme today. It's an experiment where we're the guinea pigs, and household names are to be taken to the International Criminal Court for the role in the greatest genocidal hoax in history. New data proves their premeditation. Now, this is kind of speaking to the choir, but, you know, it's really good for people to know that this is all coming out, and in due time, if we're going to survive as a civilization, this has got to be resolved. So there's a good article from the X22 report. It goes on to explain that the plandemic narrative is unraveling and the panic purveyors behind the COVID cult are ramping up Ukraine war with Russia so the military-industrial complex can pick up where the medical-industrial complex left off, creating and managing fear, disease, war, and hell on earth for corrupt profit and power. Again, this is referred to as crisis capitalism. So here's an article. Washington's bipartisan Russia bashers are determined to start a war. This is from the Ron Paul Liberty Report from just January 20th. And it's regarding, what I was just referencing before. That there are forces that want to create a war, they want to create some kind of cyber attack, something that, again, creating and managing crisis, disaster capitalism. Now, there's a video here that is rather shocking. It's called The Tech Revolution No One Is Talking About. And this is a very powerful video. And most subscribers to this list are well aware of the high-tech transhumanist agenda of big tech in collusion with big banks, big media, big government controllers like the World Economic Forum. It's a deep state mess of power elite potentates whose love of power has eclipsed the power of love. Some of the big tech players like Elon Musk are open advocates of transhumanism, the merge of man with the AI machine. Now, Musk is pushing Neuralink tech, which hacks the brain and links it to the AI cyborg collective. The Borg has already numerous civilizations in the outer rim of the galaxy, according to the secret space programs, Corey Good, and I believe David Wilcock has also addressed this. So Elon Musk has gone to the dark side as a tool for the in the transhuman cyborg agenda for profit and power, whereby we're no longer human. Most of big tech has already sold out, sold their souls to the board. That's dealing with the devil, deified evil. That's devolution, not conscientious evolutionary ascent. Remember, this is the biggest show on the earth right now. And well, you might say it's the biggest show in the galaxy right now. I've talked about in previous shows how there's more than a million starships cloaked around the earth watching what's going on, because Earth is about to come into a unity consciousness. And there's big drama in the process and how that's going to happen. How they're going to basically get our act together before we join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. Now, this is too much for a lot of people. But think about it. You know, what's the secret space program all about? Why is it still secret? Secret. I mean, we still got the Space Force. They're trying to bring it out more and more, but we rarely hear about the very advanced technologies they got for these ships, you know, around the planet with free energy technology that would make the petrochemical civilization we got now, based on coal and oil and natural gas, would make it obsolete. So they're holding off on this disclosure, you might say. Okay, so remember, this is the biggest show in the galaxy right now. The whole planet is waking up in the image and likeness of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations on Earth, as in 5D, heaven, cosmos at large. So welcome to Aquarius. This is a revolution in higher consciousness from the inside out, the inner sense at the heart of innocence. This is the heart coherent spirit of human intelligence that brings cosmic love into the equation. Now, the Borg AI hive mind is devolution from the brain hack outside in to own and control the minds and bodies of the planet. Remote control, matrix management. That's what the Borg is all about. So this is war for the people and resources of Earth. This is big drama as Aquarius shifts the frequencies of Earth and the alliance of white hats attain access to 5D consciousness via effective sensory perception, as can go there, ascend in frequency at will by way of pure intention, as focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. That's the ascension formula, folks. So I'm going to finish up with a little bit of an orientation to the Worldwide Love Foundation and the Aquarian Ascent Alliance, full spectrum 5D TLC, pure geometry thought forms, for, you know, the God love constitution of first principles for effective sensory perception by way of interactive telecommunion, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy. So I finished up again. The tipping point has arrived with this video. Really good animation. Extraordinary good animation. It's worth it for the animation alone. Some good messages in here about the tipping point has arrived. Their plan isn't working. Things are turning around. This is finishing up on a positive, good note. I thought you'd appreciate that to finish that one up. Before I go on to the piece that I published today, I'm going to talk about now called It's a Giant Experiment, folks. And we are the test subjects. So publish this morning. I'll send it out to the list. If ever anyone's listening wants to get signed up on the list, you can always email Cosmic Love, one word, cosmiclove@mcn.net. Put you on the list. And you can always get off the list whenever you want with one click. So the podcast, as a reference here, should be up by February 1st, and you'll be able to listen, pause it, watch videos and articles, and have your own custom multimedia show. As I say at the top here, you can skip to the bottom for an inspirational video of the week by way of Sanat Kamara through David Christopher Lewis. This is an amazing, inspiring, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the most inspiring videos I've published this year yet. Of course, those who know Sanat Kamara is, and Lady Master Venus, I don't have to say anymore. So you can, if you want to skip to the bottom and watch that first for some inspiration. Otherwise, I'm going to go into the problem facing global civilization, which is not the lack of solutions, but it's willful ignorance of the systemic issue itself. That issue, as Thomas Jefferson said, the issue today is the same as it has been throughout history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. You know, that is the keynote, folks. This is the issue. Are we going to have a small elite in alliance with the Borg who wants to own the physical and human resources of the planet? Or is man going to be allowed to govern himself? So, is it true that we've witnessed 2 long years of crisis capitalism that profited the power elite but tyrannized the world? So the COVID deception is a power grab. And this is an article by Paul Craig Roberts, who can be brilliant. This is one of his better articles, and he explains that the COVID pandemic, he refers to it as a pandemic, but it was planned. The COVID pandemic is likely the most sinister example to date of disaster capitalism, in which major catastrophes are orchestrated in order to advance economic and political agendas. Boy, that says it. So are you aware that this experiment was strategically planned from the beginning with a global population control agenda? Again, here's another article from Paul Craig Roberts, where he says, "We've had a narrow escape from tyranny, but the war on freedom is not over. Why and how a fake, quote-unquote, deadly pandemic was orchestrated with global participation in fraud." Powerful stuff, folks. Chunking it out, you know. So, would you agree that 2022 turnaround begins with mass awakening to the test, you know, of one's judgment, you know, choices at this time, to claim the victory of Aquarian virtues? You know, again, victory virtues versus victim. I mean, isn't that how mass ascension occurs, with the higher frequency of Aquarian love and action as infrequently? So more Aquarian light and love as conscience and community is a self-fulfilling prophecy in terms of self-correcting, self-governing, sovereign, self-healing, you know, telecare, for self-elevation of a wise up, rise up nature. Self-elevation of a wise up, rise up nature. I mean, given upward mobile intent, consider how quantum age Aquarian TLC solutions make dense, unconscious, and heartless duh obsolete. Again, the key is not to fight the dark side, but to create new models that make the old models that are disintegrating, make them obsolete with new models. Again, TLC solutions, telecare, teleconscience, telecommunity, telecom, telecommerce, what that looks like, how that works. So the intention is to make dense and conscious and heartless, you know, consciousness obsolete. Make duh obsolete, you know. So there's an infographic here in the context of this compendium where it says, go easy on yourself, you know, no pressure. You are clearing thousands of years of outdated conditioning. I love that concept. You know, basically, we're all connected on the inner. We've all got records from previous embodiments that are in the deep unconscious, subconscious, and clearing those records. Sometimes it's not the good we would do, but the old records and momentums that are like, you know, the hamster wheel. The wheel keeps turning even though the hamster's dead. You know, in other words, which is a visualization there, that some of these old records, they're dead, but the wheels, the momentums of stinking thinking and paradigm paralysis, they, you know, the wheel keeps turning. So there's the point here, and this is the video that's only 2 minutes long, that's that there's actually a lot of good news in less than 2 minutes. Like I said, the situation in America has turned around massively. This is a quote by Paul Joseph Watson in this video where he says 2022 could be our year. There's just some positive news there. I thought I'd go into that a little bit. So, I mean, if only enough good people could do enough to expose the big lie and the whole truth. I mean, it's now well documented that different batches of vaccines with different mortality results were distributed to different states. Was your state targeted? And here's the article that goes into this. It's, quote, small percent of vaccine batches responsible for large number of adverse reactions, analysts claim. This is just from January 20th, about a week ago, from Global Research. So now here's an interesting, really interesting quote, folks. Insurance companies are well aware that vaccines have side effects that are being blamed on COVID. But insurance payers can deny liability since, as one health insurance CEO said, voluntary vaccination with an experimental vaccine counts as suicide. Yep, it's an experiment, folks. The experiment is how many people can they get to kill themselves? If you think about that, and here's an article that goes into this more from Rumor Mill. It goes, French court rules death by vax is suicide in life insurance claims. So this is validating the point. That's why there's no liability for insurance companies. Technically, people are committing suicide with these vaccines, and they're doing it by choice. It's voluntary. So you can't make this stuff up, and the court is right. You know, death by vax is suicide, and life insurance claims. So is it possible that we're all part of a global mass mind control experiment? I mean, if that's true, half the test is knowing we're being tested. And are they coding the experiment for those who are truly awake? Think about this. Here's an infographic where a guy's pointing to a quote that says, Delta is the name of brainwaves for people who are asleep. You know, the Delta variant? It's the name of brainwaves for people who are asleep. They're not aware that it's an experiment. They're not aware that they're guinea pigs in a giant experiment. And the other part of this graphic says that Omicron is an anagram for moronic. If you scramble the letters of Omicron, it's like coded in an anagram. You get moronic. And Delta Omicron is an anagram for media control. Think about that, folks, how they've coded that. Coincidence? The more you get into this, the more you realize it's not coincidence at all. So is this the final test, you know, final experiment for planetary civilization before we join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets? I mean, who is awake, as in 5D sovereign? Are they raising the frequency of 5D love, as in frequently? Remember, 5D is the Holy Spirit of love in action. So 5D love in action. as infrequently, is the Holy Spirit. And it's the signature of the Aquarian age, the Holy Spirit of light and love and action. So who is bought into, I'm going to get into this here. Okay, who has bought into the big lie, sacrificing freedom for health security until losing both freedom and their health, yet sure they are right? So I'm asking some questions here. Who is awake as a 5D sovereign? Who has bought into the big lie, which is just the opposite, you know, sacrificing freedom for health security until losing both freedom and their health, yet sure they are right? And how many are vacillating in the middle, not knowing what to think anymore? That vast majority, I would think. So would you agree that 2022 turnaround success depends on our mass awakening to the test to wise up and rise up for Aquarian co-creation? And remember, Aquarian co-creation, you know, that we are creators. We are creators. And co-creation with the our higher self, our real self, or someone would say our Christ self, our soul, you know, co-creation. Some would say the ascended masters, cosmic beings, you know, on Earth as in cosmos, co-creation, Aquarius. But this is the divine destiny of Earth's evolutions in a higher sense. And if you want to help stop the pharmacidal insanity that is rapidly culling world population for profit and control of world government, care enough to share this video far and wide. This is a video I've got here that you can click on, and it goes to the website of ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. And it's about the catastrophic injury toll exposed at Senator Johnson's hearing on Capitol Hill. So, fresh off a bombshell panel discussion with Senator Johnson, Attorney Thomas Renz joined Stu Peters to discuss data from the DOD's medical records with self-evident proof of unabashed genocide. So this is powerful stuff, folks. This is intense, and I recommend that you channel your outrage with courage to make a difference, you know, in your own spheres of influence, to get the word out on this, care enough to share, wake people up. This is serious. I love the quote from Thomas Paine that says, "The greatest tyrannies are always perpetrated in the name of the noblest causes." Think about the level of tyranny here, folks, where genocide is being committed in the name of caring for our health. So there's another 8-minute video that follows here, a brilliant testimony to Senator Ron Johnson, the horrors of COVID patient abuse. This is a must-see, and it's like an 8-minute video. It's brilliant. It's just so from the heart, congruent, coherent. Highly recommend you watch this video. So there's nothing more sinister than the weaponizing of the medical-industrial complex for geopolitical power over people in the name of care for health. Ovid once said, 2,000 years ago, "Treason doth not prosper." What's the reason? Why, if it prosper, none dare call it treason. Do you hear any words of treason in the media at all about what's going on? The alternative media referring to it. I mean, if it's not treason, it's genocide. What is it? So there's an article here that kind of follows up on what has just been said, saying that executing COVID patients for profit is a growing enterprise in American hospitals. This is from the Common Sense Show. It's breaking news, and it's not just a rumor that many hospitals are profiting from Fed payments for COVID treatment and COVID deaths. They make, you know, because of the CARES Act, billions of dollars went to hospitals across the country to pay them off for COVID treatment that lead to COVID death. Remdesivir that harms the kidneys, floods the lungs, And then they put him on the ventilator, and there's like a 30% dying from the remdesivir and about a 60% dying from the ventilation. And that sequence is like a 1-2 punch. It's killing people worldwide and profiting the hospitals immensely. Now, this sounds horrible, but, I mean, if we don't get congruent on what's happening, you know, there's no healing this situation if we don't, if we remain in denial of what's going on. So this is a video that's going to shock the daylights out of a lot of you. It's called Caring Corrupted. Has History Repeated Itself? And it's about the killing nurses of the Third Reich. Now, this is from a group of nurses that put this together. It's the grim cautionary tale of nurses who followed orders in the Holocaust and abandoned their professional ethics during the Nazi era. It's a 56-minute film, and it's extremely sobering. People say, well, this couldn't happen again. Well, if it's not happening now, I mean, how do you explain the genocide that's going on, as videos above clearly documented? So be aware and prepare for the great 2022 turnaround from the great experiment hoax to the great experience, 5D TLC. What that 5D TLC looks like, how that works, golden age models, aquarian age models for spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, core institutions, processes of consciousness, etc. So, again, I have repeated the video that I had in the last piece, the tech revolution that no one is talking about. It's so important. Now, you know, I mean, this could very well be the greatest threat to civilization, this whole thing about the Borg. And I've linked that article from before, the AI cyborg war for Earth, for people that want to be more aware of what's going on with basically the hacking of the brain of civilization through the vaccines. They got the nanoparticles. They got all the stuff that's going on, these vaccines, they know that it's hooking people into the AI cyborg network. And I've seen plenty of enough information on that to realize how serious this concern is, so I've emphasized that again. So the bottom line, just in time, the Son of Kamara message here brings us hope so we can keep the good sight. Keep up the good, I didn't say keep up the good fight, it's keep up the good sight. In other words, with vision, the people thrive. We always heard, you know, without vision, the people perish. Well, the positive version is that with vision, the people thrive. So keep up the good sight, bringing hope. Son of Kamara comes to bless us with love. This love is eternal and boundless, and it sustains us and the universe. This love animates our spirits, gives us life, and transcends all limitations. When we feel oneness with another person, this love restores the original creation which God brought about in the beginning. The friendships that we find with heart friends around the planet are precious because they span lifetimes. Love and grace are present because of the love between our hearts. Son of Kamara reminds us that despite everything we seem to see around us, all is harmonic and one. He reminds us to return to this understanding and to see the world through the non-dual state of unity consciousness. Son of Kamara will amplify this within us as the angels of Venus gather around the earth to assist us. So the vibration alone in this dictation is inspiring and some really good messaging. So welcome to the Aquarian Ascent Alliance, the A-Team, as a unity state of and for in us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So that pretty much is a wrap, folks. I want to thank you for listening today. And I, as I often say, keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.